CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Mommy?
Yes, dear?
Can I stay up till midnight tonight?
Certainly not.
Oh, please. Daddy.
Certainly not, young lady. You heard your mother. What, only 8 years old?
I'm 8 and a half.
Well, 8 and a half. Still too young, honey bunch.
No, it isn't. Patty Carroll's mother is letting her stay up, and Patty isn't even 8.
Well, what Patty Carroll's mother lets her do has nothing to do with you.
But all my friends are going to stay up until the new year comes in. It's everybody. I'll be the only one of all my friends who doesn't stay up. Everybody is.
Oh, I don't think every one of your friends is going to be allowed to stay up until midnight.
Yes, they are. They said so.
Now, Betsy, I want you to stop it. You have been after me all day, and I'm tired of it. Now, when I say no, I mean no. Why do you keep on?
Because sometimes when you say no, it doesn't mean no. Yes. Sometimes you get tired of saying no, and then you say, oh, all right, yes.
Now, you see what have I told you about sticking to something after you said it?
Me? I love that. You're the one who usually gives in.
Oh, no, not me. I am a man of my word.
Now, Betsy, Mommy and Daddy are staying home tonight. We're right, not going out. As soon as the telephone call from Aunt Effie comes through, we're going to bed, too.
Can I at least stay until Aunt Effie calls, please, so I can say hello to her, too?
Oh, yeah, I think she could do that, don't you? I mean, Aunt Effie would like that.
Well, we don't even know what time Aunt Effie is calling.
Yeah, well, under the circumstances, I think we should make an exception, okay? No, look, I am not giving in. I just mean that under the circumstances, I mean...
Oh, you're the boss, dear. All right, Betsy. Daddy says you may stay up until Aunt Effie calls.
Yeah.
And Daddy is a man of his word.
This is Galen Drake. You know, it's kind of silly to be walking around all day when you've got muscular pain. Why don't you just rub it away the modern, greaseless way with New Minute Rub? New Minute Rub will get at that deep down pain and fast. It won't burn your skin and it's not greasy like, some of those old-fashioned, strong-smelling remedies. Minute Rub smells good, feels cool, and yet it relieves bone-deep muscular soreness. Now, it's greaseless, you know. It won't stain, won't mess up clothing or bed linens either. And by the way, Minute Rub is great for cold miseries, too. Try it once and you'll never be without it. Minute Rub.
I'm certainly glad we decided not to go out tonight and celebrate. I'm so sleepy, I can't keep my eyes open.
Too, and here it is only 9:15.
I'm not sleepy at all.
Oh, well, as soon as Aunt Effie calls, you're going straight to bed,
young lady. So am I.
Well, I really think we ought to stay up until the new year comes in, dear.
Why?
Well,
oh, boy.
I don't know. It doesn't seem right to go to sleep before midnight on New Year's Eve.
Look, we're not out somewhere with a bunch of people. Why should the two of us force ourselves to stay awake so that on the stroke of midnight we can say Happy New Year to each other and then drag ourselves upstairs to bed.
Oh, Brad, you used to love New Year's Eve. Oh,
I remember the time I suggested we not go out celebrating. The look in his eye were out of my mind.
Yeah, well, I'm getting old, I guess.
Are people supposed to stay up late on New Year's Eve?
I guess so.
Why?
You got me. I can't think for the life of me why I've spent so many New Year's Eves running around looking ridiculous in a paper hat, screaming Happy New Year at everybody, kissing all the women. Well, of course, that part I didn't mind so much.
Oh,
hey, you know, come to think of it, maybe we should have planned to go out.
Oh, honestly, you...
Yeah, go, look, look.
I'll get it. Hello?
Myra.
Oh, no.
No, we thought it was Aunt Effie, Myra.
It was Aunt Effie.
She's calling us tonight from Mexico City. She's on her honeymoon. Oh, I meant to call you, Myra. It's all been so... Yes. She eloped Sunday night, flew to Chicago, married that Mr. Whittaker we met in Europe. Uh-huh. And her telegram said she'd call us on New Year's Eve, so we're sitting here waiting. Uh-huh. No, we have to be home to get Aunt Effie's car.
call, so thanks anyhow for calling. Everybody has a few. You have a happy new year. Yes. Thank you. Goodbye.
I wish enough you would call.
So do I, dear.
Let's do something fun while we're waiting. Let's play Parcheesi.
Want to play Parcheesi, Daddy?
Parcheesi? Oh, no.
Tell you the truth, Betsy. Mommy doesn't feel much like playing Parcheesi either.
Oh.
Goodness, I hate waiting for a phone call, don't you? You can't concentrate on anything. You just waste time sitting around on the edge of your chair, waiting.
Daddy isn't sitting on the edge of his chair.
No, I guess I'm taking up the whole couch here. You want to sit down?
No, I'll sit over here. I know. Why don't we make a list of the things we want to say to Aunt Effie? You know how long distance calls are. You hang up and you haven't said anything you want to. Get paper and pencil from the desk, Betsy.
We have to ask Anna Emma if she has to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Whittaker is.
Yes.
We have to say congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we say congratulations to Mr. Whittaker. That's what you say to the bridegroom. But you must never say that to the bride, Betsy. You congratulate the bridegroom. You wish the bride happiness.
It ought to be the other way around. You ought to congratulate the bride for hooking the guy, and he's the one who ought to get best wishes for happiness.
Oh, now, don't say things like that, dear, when I'm trying to teach Betsy the proper thing to do.
Just paper and pencil, Mom.
Oh, thank you, honey, thank you. Now, we want to ask Aunt Effie what?
How she sneaked out of the house Sunday night and none of us heard her.
Yes, I guess so. Well, we want to know how long they'll be on their honeymoon in Mexico, too.
We want to know when they're coming back here to see us.
Yes, and what her dress is going to be in Montana.
Yeah, look, give her a tip on happy married life for me, will you?
Huh.
When the husband tells a story, let him finish it without interrupting every 2 minutes.
Oh, we must ask her if I'm to pack up the things she left here and send them on to her in Montana. Or if she'll be picking them up, you know.
Oh, there.
Sounds like long
distance. Oh, look out! Oh, you nearly knocked the lamp over.
Oh, you can't ask me. Hello? Yes?
Hello? Is
it yes,
you?
It is.
Is that Aunt Effie?
Yes, I think so. Quiet now. Okay.
Hello? Hello, dear? Well, were we surprised? Well, that was hardly the word. Yes, I said it was hardly the word. We were flabbergasted. Flabbergasted. Never mind. We all hope you'll be very happy, Aunt Effie.
What's your mommy?
Happy. I said we all hope you'll be very happy. Happy. No. Nothing about the weather. I said we hope you'll be happy. H-A-P-P-Y.
Please help your nephew, Mommy.
You better wait till your mother gets through to her.
Happy, you know, as in glad, thrilled, delighted.
What is another synonym for happy?
You got me. I don't know. You used them all, but you better get on to something else. Yes. Over 3 minutes, will be up.
Yes, and happy. No. Yes, we're happy about your marriage. That's not what I said. I said we hope that you... Well, what are you up to? It's a terrible connection, Aunt Effie. Would we do what? Call who? Get me paper and pencil, quick.
Get Mommy's paper and pencil, quick. Hurry up.
What is the name, Aunt Effie? Mrs. who?
I can't find the pencil.
Oh.
Aunt Effie, I'm not getting it at all. Sounds like you keep saying Mississippi.
What did you do with the pencil?
Mrs. Shipley? Shipley? Is that S as in sailor? You'll have to spell it, Annie. Oh, that pencil. What is a pencil?
Cannot find the pencil. What did you do with it? What did you want, anyhow?
Some awfully nice people they met down there have relatives here or something, and we're supposed to call them and relay Happy New Year. Can't get the name at all. Here, see if you can understand it while I look for another pencil.
Oh, hold on. Give me a... Hello, Aunt Effie. Well, you sure pulled a fast one on us.
Where's the pencil? I have the pencil.
I say you should... Never mind, Aunt Effie.
Oh, can't find a pencil.
Call who?
Does it ever fail? Betsy, look upstairs, will you?
Begins with what? Now, wait a minute. Did you say B or T?
Hi, before the 3 minutes are up.
Yes.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. As we come to the top of a brand new decade, it's well for us to take a look over our shoulders to determine what happened in the year ending tonight and what bearing it may have on the year ahead. This Sunday, at the top of the 60s, CBS Radio brings you The Year Gone By, a survey of many important fields, radio, TV, finance and art, education, medicine and movies, literature, science and drama. Host Gary Moore and fellow panelists Ilka Chase and Charles Frankel will interview experts in these and other fields to provide a review of accomplishments, trends, and promises in these areas. The Year Gone By, Sunday on CBS Radio. Remember, too, to be listening for the traditional broadcast of The Big News of 59, an annual roundtable of top CBS newsmen coming together to help integrate your view of the year's global news development. The Year Gone By and The Big News of 59. Hear them both on the first Sunday of 60 on most CBS radio stations.
Yes. Yeah, I think we've got it, Aunt Effie. Ibley. Mrs. Ibley. All right. Yes, Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, don't hang up. We haven't said anything.
I will.
Here?
Yeah. All our love to. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Well,
look, it's 3 minutes for us. She said her love to us all.
Now, honestly, we spent the whole time trying to get the name of some woman we don't even know to call her up and say Happy New Year.
Who is she?
Mrs. Ibley, apparently. I never even heard of a name like that. No wonder we couldn't. You look it up in the phone book.
Who the heck is Mrs. Ibley?
Yeah, I didn't even get to talk to her, Anthony.
No. We didn't either, dear. The connection kept fading in and out. We wasted all that.
Why did you ask for a thing?
We don't even know where they're staying in Mexico, so we didn't even get to talk to Mr. Whitaker.
Who is this Mrs. Ibley?
Well,
huh?
She's an aunt of some people Aunt Effie met on a tour of Mexico City. Aunt Effie said she was calling us, told her the woman's about, and the niece said, if I understand it correctly, at any rate, would Mrs. Piper call my aunt and say Happy New Year from us? Isn't that typical of Aunt Effie? Waste the whole phone call doing somebody a favor instead of telling us about her own wedding and all that. There
it is. Oh, by golly, here it is.
Is it?
Yes, sir, Ibley. I didn't think there was such a name. On Woodlawn Drive, Walnut 389-38957. Do you want to call her?
Well, I might as well after all the fuss.
Yeah, just call her.
Ibley, honestly. Okay. Walnut
38957.
All right. Probably turn out she didn't even know her niece is in Mexico City and won't be able to make head or tail of who I am or what it's all about.
Yeah, you know, probably. That's all the way. What I love is that this niece didn't want to spend the money phoning her aunt from Mexico City, but
yes.
Aunt Effie devotes her entire call to giving us the message. How do you like that?
Hello? Hello, is this a Mrs. Ibley? Yeah, this is a Mrs. Piper, 13 Rainbow Lake. And I have a message from your niece in Mexico City who asked our aunt, who was down there on her honeymoon, to ask me to call you and say Happy New Year. Piper! No. I'm not in Mexico City. No.
What a way to spend New Year's Eve.
Well, I don't know which one of your nieces it was, Mrs. Ibley. No, you see, my aunt got married. Piper. Well, her name isn't Piper. Her name is Thornton. It's pretty good now, you see.
She
got married.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.